Absolutely. As you indicated, last year, the Maryland legislature, for the first time in many, many years, passed a gas tax increase in the state of Maryland. We actually went up last year in July from 23.5 cents per gallon to 27 cents per gallon, so another 3.5 cents was added to that. And then this year, effective Tuesday, July 1st, another slight cost, it's called the CPI tax, which is a consumer price indexing tax. It's sort of built in for inflation. With that, we will see another 0.4, so a little less than half of a penny cents of an increase. So, again, bringing the prices up just a little bit, and unfortunately, what we're seeing with gas prices due to the conflict in Iraq is the steady increase. We're headed into the 4th of July holiday weekend at probably the highest gas prices we've seen since 2008. So here in Maryland, the gas tax average on Friday was $3.70. Excuse me, the gas price was $3.70 a gallon. While that's only a few cents more than what we were paying a week ago, it's actually 21 cents more than last year. The national average is flat compared to last week, $3.68 a gallon, but still significantly higher than this time last year.
Has the gas tax increase from last year had an impact on driving in Maryland?
Well, I think it depends on who you ask. I think looking at our holiday travel projections, people are still traveling, and they're still doing so by and large as we're looking at holiday travel approaching next weekend. The majority of travelers, both here in Maryland and nationally, are doing so by car. So typically, the reality is, I think the majority of us need to drive where we have to go. Those who have the luxury of having transportation options, be it the ability to telecommute or to take mass transit or to carpool, I think there are certainly not as many people in the state who have that luxury. So the reality is, you have to drive. So typically, particularly as we see it relate to vacations and summer travel, even if gas prices are higher, as they are this year, particularly with crude oil prices being so high and the conflict in Iraq sort of fueling that, no pun intended, the majority of people will still travel for their holidays and for summer vacations. They'll just typically cut back in other areas where they actually do have more control of their spending.